Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, the gorgeous woman sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who is going to join us on this special last day of 2012 show. And Claire, what did you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, which is a big thing most of us do.
I'm sorry, was that New Year's revolution?
No. Oh. I said res with an S, resolution.
That's cheap headsets. What can I tell you?
And my first is, and I know that we have a lot of followers both on the radio show and on the website who will, I think, be on board with this, and that is to advocate as peacefully as possible for a peaceful government which takes care of the American people first, second, and third.
That's absolutely on the top of the list here. We can no longer afford a government which views the interests of a foreign power as taking priority over the interests of the American people. Again, if you look at this whole fiscal cliff, cuts to Medicare, cuts to Social Security, cuts to education, cuts to health, but no cuts to the money sent to Israel year after year after year after year, now totaling more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program.
Right. And an aid that is absolutely illegal to be giving, excuse me, under the Symington Amendment, because Israel is the sixth largest nuclear power in the world, but refuses to become a signatory to the NNPT and refuses to have its nuclear sites inspected.
What kind of stuff is this? You expect the U.S. government to obey the laws?
Well,
the country would collapse. Laws are just for the serfs, for the slaves, for the hoi polloi.
Oh, I would hope that...
Government is above the law. They are answerable only to God. And even when our government plays golf with God, God lets the government win.
No, but we need to go back to that. We need to educate the people who might be open to be educating and to have discernment, because there are some people who just are not going to get it. But for the people who are, be an evangelist for the truth. I think that's one of the most important things we can all do in 2013. Get the most logical resources you can. What really happened certainly is at the top of my list. And think logic. Oh, stop. And think logically about what is going on. And there is a phrase from the Latin that Mike likes to use a lot, and it's cui bono, who benefits. And every time you're seeing something or you're seeing an agenda, you have to stop and think, okay, who or what is benefiting by this being done, by that not being done, and really enhance your ability to look at things in a big picture, logical kind of way. That's a gift that you can give yourselves and people you care about, and it doesn't cost anything. It just costs time and knowledge and discernment.
And courage. It does take a lot of courage to speak truth to power in an age of lies.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's another quote, I forget who it's by, but it says, telling the truth in an age of lies is a revolutionary act. And so that's really the beginning of the revolution, is to say, we will not believe the lies any longer. There is no law that requires the American people to believe lies, either from government or from corporations. And I think going into 2013, looking back at Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, human-caused global warming, you need to start out the year by acknowledging the government is lying to you to control you and exploit you and loot you to send your children to die in wars of conquest. Corporations lie to you about the quality and safety of their products and what the products will do. We're drowning in lies. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth, but that will cease to work when the American people stand up and say every day, I know I'm being lied to. I'm being lied to by the politicians. I'm being lied to by that television set. I'm being lied to by these paper newspapers. It's all advertising and selling. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My system toner, the rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon juice, the revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need dragon juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're here with Claire. And Claire, what else did you want to talk about?
Well, first, I wanted to take a moment to really thank our readers and listenership for their support over the years, because there have been moments in this endeavor when that has made the difference literally between our making it to some small extent and not making it at all. So I wanted everyone to know that we understand that you've got our back, and we want to thank you for that sincerely for all these many years.
And I want to add something to that.
Yeah.
It has been razor thin, more than I'd like to really talk about.
Yep.
But I understand those of you listening to this show and reading our website have been placed in as dire financial circumstances by the money junkies as we have.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we're not in this to make a huge amount of money. We only ever ask for donations when we really need it, when it's a question of literally being out on the street next month.
Yep.
And so for those of you who have stepped forward when we put out the call, definitely a heartfelt thank you.
Yes.
We're literally in a war for the future course, not only of this nation, but of the entire world. And the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of politics is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic. And every single cent you send in is needed, necessary, and we are very grateful for every bit of it. We're in a fight for the future, and this is the front line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about resolutions, which most of us make right around the new year. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share some of mine. I have stopped saying I'm going to lose weight next year.
That's a good resolution. I did exactly the same one.
And so what I have decided...
I resolve to eat junk food, drink more, smoke, chase my wife. That's my New Year's resolution.
Right. But what I've done is kind of tiptoe around it. And I've said to myself, okay, self, I want to look a little better in my clothes, which means I am going to be... Michael, why are you laughing so hysterically?
I'm not
going
to say it. They'd shut down this radio station.
Okay. All right. Okay. But I've started doing a few things that I think are going to help. We've got a group of very nice neighbors who walk a very long, it's about an hour course every morning. And I've started joining them. And chronologically, I am the youngest of these people. And I got to tell you, the first time I could barely do a quarter and I turned around and came back home short of breath, but I'm on my third round of the walk. And it got much better today. So I felt really good about that. And sometimes there are little things. We like to move and we like to exercise differently. Just find something that you like to do. Maybe you like to dance. You know, there's got to be a space somewhere in the home or around the home where you can do that. Also, I'm getting more serious about our nutrition. I am also resolved to not make any more food in a night than we can actually eat. I don't know if any of you have this problem at home, but if reincarnation exists, I was Genghis Khan's mess cook in a former life. There, I've said it.
Okay.
Because I find it very difficult to cook for two people, and I'm going to get more sensitive to that this coming year.
Yeah, well, I think now is a good time for me to reveal the deep, dark secret of my spiritual background. I'm channeling the spirit of a 14th century accountant, which, of course, means nobody really cares what I have to say. I do want to insert here some breaking news. Apparently, there will be no House vote today on a deal from the White House. So the fiscal cliff, whatever it portends, is going to happen.
We're rolling over it well and truly.
We're actually, I think what we ought to do, if we're going to go over the fiscal cliff, let's put the entire U.S. government in front of us and push as hard as we can. And we'll have all the American people down there at the bottom of that cliff looking up and saying, jump!
Oh, yes, absolutely. But,
New Year's resolutions here. In all seriousness, obviously my top resolution is I'm going to go on exposing the truth about what's been going on, exposing the truth behind the lies that sent us to war, exposing the truth behind some very reckless technologies being marketed for a fast buck to the harm and detriment of the people. I'm going to resolve to go on outing the truth about this scam of human-caused global warming, and I'm definitely resolved to do my utmost, like Andrew Jackson, to bring down the private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we would like our members and friends to work with us in this because, as Mike said, it's absolutely critical for the future of the people here in this country.
And for the entire world. For the entire world. Yeah. If this war gets going, it's going to go nuclear because the United States does not have the resources it had during big mistake number one and big mistake number two to win a prolonged conventional world war. The United States ended World War II with nuclear weapons. It is inevitable they will resort to them again in World War III. And the insanity of this is we're risking incinerating the surface of planet Earth to prop up a banking system that clearly has failed.
Failed catastrophically.
Yes.
Yes.
For everybody except the bankers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I had a feeling that there would not be a deal today.
Well, we already knew from Obama's speech earlier they were just going to try and do a spending reduction to avoid hitting the debt ceiling and put the rest off down till March in the hope that we wouldn't figure out what they were doing.
Kicking the can down the road.
But apparently we're seeing a basically flag waving between the Republicans and the Democrats, and they're doing this. It seems more that it's about political points and political victory rather than what's best for the nation. But then if they were thinking about what's best for the nation, Congress could at any time revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve. They should have done it long ago. It was unconstitutional. but they're just going to keep the same Ponzi system going, and their solution to every problem is to take your more of your wealth away from you and send your children off to die in wars of conquest.
And I would not bet against the reinstitution of a draft, and very quickly.
Well, I don't know if they'll do overtly a draft. All they have to do is destroy what's left of the jobs for the young people, and the young people will sign up voluntarily because they've got no place else to go. You remember that group of kids that we met that were waiting for the bus to join the Air Force?
Oh, yes, yes.
And every one of them said, I didn't want to go in the military, but there's nothing else out there. It's an economic covert draft.
That is really disgusting and really nasty.
Well, that's the United States government for you.
Well, I've tended to describe the country in its current state as Ameristan.
Well, a lot of people have used that phrase. Mm-hmm. But it's very clear at this point the United States government has abandoned the Constitution. They're not obeying their own laws. And that begs the question of whether we, the people, should go on obeying the laws of the nation when the government of the nation clearly is not. And we're seeing more and more articles. In fact, we linked to one that came over from the Trenches World Report. Is it time to consider civil disobedience? And I think that the answer is yes, it is. Peaceful civil disobedience, like setting off a firecracker in those areas where fireworks are banned to the public. But again, going back to the model of how Gandhi got Great Britain out of India. Peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. Don't fill out the forms. Don't put on the stickers. Don't do anything the government needs to keep the machine going. Just don't resort to violence. Because, again, the side that resorts to violence first is going to lose in the court of world opinion. That being said, like Gandhi, I support private ownership of firearms. So while the people should not initiate a war against the government, the people retain the right to fight back when the government initiates war against them. That's what Lexington and Concord was all about. The British government said take away their guns. The Patriots had guns and said, no, you will not. And that was the start of the revolution.
And the revolution was not exactly supported, if I remember correctly, by a majority of the American citizens.
About one-third of them did.
But it was remarkable when you take a look at how that Revolutionary War actually got won. And the people who were determined, the men who were determined, to see a republic and the women who loved them and supported them.
Well, they not only supported them, they took an active part. And one of the ways in which history has kind of shortchanged people like Molly Pritchard.
Right.
Who wasn't just out there saying, go get them. I mean, she manned artillery. And, when you get the people who are angry like that, everybody gets involved any way that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm opposed to the idea of an armed revolution in this country. Certainly anybody who's thinking about rounding up a militia and going head-to-head against the regular army, already lost.
Yeah, they'll fail.
You know, but I'll tell you, the fastest way that we could, in fact, bring this government down is to join the global no-pay movement. And that means simply sending a message to the world. We are no longer the wallet of last resort for government mismanagement and Wall Street corruption. And it's already working. Foreign investment in the United States has dropped one-third over the last year. This is why Ben Bernanke is having to print up $85 billion a month in brand new, out-of-thin-air money to keep the system ticking along.
That's a staggering number, Mike.
It absolutely is, and it is the reason when you go to your stores, you are seeing food prices go through the roof, your fuel prices are going through the roof. Now they're talking about $7 a gallon milk. It's because the value of the dollar is being inflated away. And it's just another way of stealing from you, of stealing the value of the money you already worked for and earned and saved. And prior to the Federal Reserve, when the money was still silver, they couldn't do that. They couldn't change the value of your money once you had put it in your pocket. Today they can. The money that you've already worked for is only worth what the government and the bankers say it is. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as we reported during the last segment, the U.S. House of Representatives is going to wrap up their business today without a vote on any potential deal regarding the fiscal cliff. This is all political grandstanding because it doesn't matter what deal was going to happen. Taxes are going to go up. Spending for the things that we pay taxes for was going to go down. And I think part of the goal was after the dust had settled, everybody would stand up and say, oh, yes, it's a terrible deal for the American people. But really, it would have been far worse if we had not done what we had done. Well, now they're not even going to have that. So the fiscal cliff, there could be a last second change. This could be a bargaining chip on the part of the House leadership to get another concession from Obama. But it looks like, they're getting really close to midnight there. And we're going to go over the fiscal cliff, and that's going to be a new reality. If that does, in fact, happen, which is what the corporate media is saying is going to happen, I would expect the stock market on Wednesday to take a major, major plunge globally, and all of the plunge protection team's horses and all of the plunge protection team's men are not going to be able to put the Dow back together again. So this might be the beginning of the big crash that starts to bring everything down. Now, another piece of news out there. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is still in the hospital. Supposedly, doctors doing a follow-up on the concussion she suffered earlier this month found a blood clot, and they're treating her with anticoagulants. And I guess this means she doesn't have to testify in Benghazi. Oh, I can't remember anything. My concussion. And I hope they don't give her too many of those things, because that can actually cause... No, go ahead. Give her the anticoagulants. Where the blood clot is, of course, is an issue. If it's inside a vein or an artery, that's a problem. If it is the case with most concussions, it's like the dura mater. It's an inconvenience. It's not that big a deal. But somewhere in the dark places, Vince Foster is chuckling quietly to himself. All righty. Let's see. Along with all the other things they're doing or not doing in Congress, apparently Congress is attempting to pass legislation that would severely curtail the Office of Congressional Ethics. This is one of the watchdog bodies in there that is supposed to formally investigate members of Congress for crimes and corruption, and now Congress wants to shut them down. Gee, I wonder why. Amazing here. Little bit of news from the world of computers. One out of every four U.S. hackers is an FBI informant. Well, I guess that explains all the people trying to hack into my server and shut it down. I suppose I could actually go to work as a computer security expert. I've become actually fairly decent at it recently. The FBI and the Secret Service have used the threat of prison to create an army of informers among online criminals. Basically, what they do is they find hackers, they go up to them, and they say, we'll make you a deal. We won't send you to jail, but from now on, you work for us. It's a tactic both the Soviet Union and the Nazis used to use. Make everything illegal, and then when people break the law, say, we'll let you off the hook, but from now on, you work for us. You're an informant. You'll tell us what other people are saying. You will go out and argue the government's position when you show up at your New Year's party and so forth and so on. Actually, at this point, because we know that's what the government is doing, the informants are getting painfully easy to spot. They're the ones who actually sound like blathering idiots in their haste to support the government's agenda on anything here. Apparently, Facebook, still recovering from last Thursday's blatant attempt to silence government critics and truthers, has another embarrassment. They put up a special New Year's Eve messaging tool, and a university student discovered it was very easy to read and, if you wanted to, delete private messages from other users. Messages that weren't even directed at you. You know, Bob sends a message to Anne, and Eve is able to read it and delete it. So they've had to shut that down again. Another blow against Facebook. I don't know how Facebook did on the market today. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this Codex Alimentarius, this new standard regarding food that you're allowed to eat, food that you must eat. And more experts are looking at the dietary recommendations and realizing it is suboptimal nutrition. And what that tells us is the powers that be understand there is no longer enough safe food to feed the human population. Between GMO corn, toxification of our farmlands, diversion of farmlands for ethanol, the Gulf oil disaster, and now Fukushima, vast areas of Earth are no longer able to produce healthy food. And so now they're going to mandate starvation. Starvation by law. You're only allowed to have so many biscuits during the day. Next, it'll be rationing. When you go to the grocery store, you will have to have your little Codex Alimentarius card, and they'll say, oh, you've already bought too many loaves of bread this month. You're not allowed to buy another one. That's what's coming next. Control over what we eat, what we breathe, what we think, what we see, what we hear. That's not what the United States is supposed to be about. Not at all. Another little story, and we touched on this before as being one of the reasons Fairwinds up on the North Shore of Oahu is in trouble. It turns out those wind turbines that were getting all those tax subsidies, they only last half as long as the manufacturers claim. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the email coming in here, and somebody asked a very good question. I have a question. Does anyone ever ask why anti-Semitism exists at all? I mean, if this thing of being against Jews is so prevalent in the world, wouldn't it be a good idea to find out the origin of the phenomenon and why it seems to persist even in the face of laws against it? Well, it's a manufactured concept. Is that video over at Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman says it's a hoax. It's a trick where Israel is going to do what Israel wants to do, and they deflect criticism by saying, oh, you just hate the Jewish people. And as I pointed out, this is as silly as criticizing what the Nazis did and having somebody stand up and say, oh, the Nazis really didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. It's a propaganda tool. It's a publicity trick. And it's a scam. And I don't think that there really is much anti-Semitism in and of itself. I think what we're seeing throughout history is a reaction to the behaviors of people. I mean, under the strict definition of anti-Semitism, the Arabs are Semitic people as well. And if you go back to Pamela Geller and her posters and everything, it would seem that the most anti-Semitic people on earth are the Israelis. They're anti-Semitic against Palestinians, against Arabs. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. And that's why we have women shoving gentlemen from India in front of subway trains in the mistaken belief that they're Muslims. Our concern, our criticism, our observations about Israel are because of its actions. Not about its religion, not about their ethnic background. The irony here is that the Ashkenazi Jews aren't actually Semitic people. They're descendants of Central Asian Khazars who converted to Judaism in about 800 AD. That lily white skin kind of gives them away there. They don't even look like they're from the Middle East. So it's just something that they like to shout when they can't actually deal with the questions being asked. And that's all it is. It's a manufactured construct. And like I said, if we were talking about the Nazis and somebody called in and said, you just hate the German people, we'd laugh at it. It's silly. It's ludicrous. It absolutely, absolutely is. All righty, let's see. We were talking earlier about Obamacare, the high cost of medical care, and how out of control it is. And there's an interesting story, and this is on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. This is from the New York Times. And this is, the headline is QuestCorp finds profits at $28,000 a vial. And it details this story about this drug that used to sell for $50 back in the 1990s. And, it was an anti-inflammatory. And all of a sudden, the company that owns the patent started approaching doctors and saying, you've got to try it for rheumatological conditions. And the doctor said, okay. And then he found out that today, this same exact medication that sold for $50 a vial in 1990 is selling for $28,000 a vial now. And it's this horror story of how medications are being overpriced, it's aggressive marketing, very questionable medicine practice, and out of control costs, because it's all driven by profit. And like I said, we had this situation my wife and I went through the other day where we just got hammered for some emergency room costs over a very minor issue because the regular provider provided by our health insurance wasn't available. It was a holiday weekend. They'd taken off. We got hammered on that one. Now, here's an interesting little story. Back during prohibition of alcohol, and this will give you the idea of the government's attitude toward the people, even back then. The government banned alcohol. And, of course, alcohol sales soared, just as the assault weapons are soaring right now. And people continued to consume alcohol. They wanted a buzz. And the federal government decided to go to the manufacturers of industrial alcohol and order them to put poison in the alcohol so that bootleggers who would buy the industrial alcohol, mix it with fruit juice to make their hooch, would serve it to their customers. The customers would die, and the rest of America would say, oh, we can't have alcohol anymore. By the end of prohibition, this deliberate poisoning of alcohol by the U.S. government had killed 10,000 Americans. And the lesson we need to take away from this horrible situation is the U.S. government will gladly poison the American people to enforce a policy. I mean, let alone will of the people, will of the American people to say, look, there's nothing wrong with having a drink. And the government said, no, we're going to ban alcohol, and we will poison the available alcohol, so you will die if you defy us. When did having a drink become a capital offense? That's what I want to know. There's another story that's out there about early military experiments in which they were aerial spraying radioactive materials on a target American population and triggered a rash of cancers and leukemias. The government's utter disregard for the health and welfare of Americans is fully on display here and goes a long way to understanding why so many dangerous vaccines are allowed on the marketplace, why GMO corn, which is banned in so many other countries, is a proven link to cancer and other serious medical conditions, is not only sold here in the United States of America, the government won't allow you to know whether it's there or not. It's all driven by the dollar. The money power has taken over this country. That is the definition of fascism. You are being sold products that are known to be harmful to you, but as long as they're generating revenue, nobody really seems to care. Nobody seems to care at all. And it's pretty hideous. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're almost at the end of the last show today. I want to share a story with you about life in the United States of America as an illustration of just how bad things are getting. Now, every once in a while, when we're away from home, my wife and I will go out to lunch. It has been, I would say, probably 6 months since we went to the Sizzler. But due to logistics and circumstances, we found ourselves next to a Sizzler. We were away from home and said, all right, we'll give another try. And we walk in, and the first thing we notice is the prices have doubled just in the last 6 months. Okay, that's strike one. So because my wife and I are both trying to lose weight, and we're both back on our diets as of tomorrow, our normal pattern when we go out to get something to eat for lunch is we'll order something large and split it. Well, it turns out Sizzler Restaurant now has a new policy. You're not allowed to share anything on your plate with anybody else. The food Gestapo will come over and slap you around. That's strike two. So we order a couple of things and we sit down, and the food was just horrible. It was like cardboard with cheese melted all over it. That's strike three. We're never going into a Sizzler ever again. And I understand this is not malice on the part of Sizzler. Like everybody else in this country, they're trying to find some way they can stay in business a little bit longer. And they cut corners, they cut quality, they impose rules to try and maximize the visit. And by the way, this place was like half empty when we were there. And we'd only gone there because one of our other regular restaurants had a 45-minute waiting line. And so if anybody from Sizzler's listening to this, if you're wondering why your restaurants are half empty while your competition across the street has a 45-minute waiting line, this is it right here. And like I said earlier in the show, I'm not going to get out my crystal ball and tell you what 2013 is going to bring, because it's all going to be pretty depressing. But you, the American people, you need to get angry. It's time to get angry. We evolved to feel anger, rage, and hate as a survival mechanism. It's not in your psychological makeup by accident. Somewhere in the ancient past, evolution found that a population that can get angry and mad has a survival advantage. Anger and rage and hate give you the energy and the impetus to remove a threat to your own kind. It is there for a reason. And all of this corporate media propaganda about hate is bad, anger is bad, rage is bad, we've got to have anger management, got to give you SSRIs, keep you, you know, happy and tranquil and calm, got to put fluoride in the water so you're tranquilized. It's all about keeping you from getting angry over the way you and your nation have been treated by this government and by the money junkies. You have a right to be angry. You have an obligation to be angry. Hate gets a bad reputation, especially at the hands of people like Pamela Geller, who are trying to manufacture hate against Muslims and wind up getting some poor guy killed on the subways. But some hates are legitimate. Some hates ought to be owned and embraced and cherished. I hate liars. Don't you? I hate cheats. Don't you? I hate child molesters. I don't care if the Pope says it's a big deal over nothing. I get some very primitive instincts when I understand little tiny children are being abused in this way. I hate all child abuse. I hate those people who cannot feel rich until they see everybody else around them poor. I hate those who think that they have a natural, God-given right to vast wealth without having to actually produce any goods or services for it. And so should you. I hate war, and so should you. We're going to go to the phones here. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, hi, Mike. Happy calendar new year, bro.
Thank you very much.
The Waco thing you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they were attacked, right? They did not pay taxes.
Well, of course, they have to kill anybody who doesn't pay taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they were working on a cash system. They were self-sufficient. And anyway, that's pretty well all I wanted to say. But, you know, I lived in the area at the time. I didn't mm-hmm. have any friends that were there, but I knew people that had friends there, and they were self-sufficient. So that's why they were attacked. You can't do that. You have to pay your taxes.
Well, wait a minute. It's a church. Aren't churches tax-exempt?
Well, no, they still pay their property taxes, which that's it's cool because, you know, you got to pay for your EMT, you got to pay for your police department, and, you know, that's understandable. But they did not pay to the bigger, I'm lost for words.
Okay, well, as a church, they're exempt from a lot of taxes. But again, I think if it was a tax issue, it could have been handled with a little bit more grace. The reason for the dramatic BATF raid was the BATF desperately was in need of a public relations victory to counter growing opposition to their Gestapo tactics. And, of course, it blew up in their face.
Well,
can
we agree that we disagree?
Yeah, we can agree that we disagree.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with you.
Okay, well, they were self-sufficient. That was
yes.
the problem.
No, I agree on that part as well.
We have okay, here you have this community between 50 at one time and 80 people, between 50 and 80 people at one time, and no one is paying income tax. They work for cash.
Well, my understanding was that... Did we just lose our caller? My understanding was that they all worked as a community, and any money that they did earn from the gun show sales went to the church itself. And the church, in turn, provided housing and food. I'm not sure this was the real reason for the BATF raid, but we definitely know our government is trying to prevent people from becoming independent in the sense of living away from the grid, of not being dependent on the Federal Reserve for their money, of not being dependent on Monsanto for their seed, of not being dependent on some corporate-owned infrastructure for their water. I mean, we've had these abuses where people are being taxed and fined for collecting rainwater on their property. They're trying to basically outlaw food gardens on your own property. They need to keep you dependent on all these corporations. And that, of course, was a big reason for the American Revolution. They wanted to be independent. They wanted to have a money system where they didn't have to borrow bank notes at interest from the Bank of England. We want to have a money system where we're not having to borrow bank notes from the Federal Reserve at interest. Kennedy tried to give us that, and he wound up dead. Dependency is slavery. And if you want a resolution for the new year, for 2013, vow to be independent as much as possible. Don't plug into the corporate offerings. Find your own entertainment. Grow your own food as much as you can. I mean, here at our home, our little rental condo here, we actually have an orange tree out back that's starting to fruit. And they're not the greatest oranges in the world. They're a little tart, but I enjoy grabbing one every once in a while and eating it because I didn't have to pay a corporation for that orange. It's just there, and that's the way the world used to be. And the danger of Monsanto's GMO crops is they're displacing the natural varieties. Monsanto wants a world where you cannot walk outside your home and pick something off a plant and eat it, unless you're paying a seed licensing fee to Monsanto. It's all about dependence versus independence. We need to break independent from Federal Reserve, Monsanto, the government itself. That's what independence means. You're not dependent on them for your basic needs of life. We shouldn't have to be dependent on the banks for our daily commerce. It wasn't set up that way. When the United States of America was first created, banking was optional. The money flowed from government into the civil population, fueled commerce, and back to the government. You could choose whether or not you wanted to put your money in a bank. You could choose whether or not you wanted to borrow from a bank. And as the economy would tighten up, people could stop borrowing and the system would stabilize. It was a naturally stable system. But under the new system, you are required to use these Federal Reserve notes borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. And it's a naturally unstable system by virtue of the fact that it creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. We are at the point where the accumulated instabilities are going to bring the whole system down. And the government is trying to find some way to find some wealth to prop it up a little while longer until it's some other administration's problem to deal with. Obama made a joke in his speech today about, you know, I'm president of the United States for another 4 years, if I can. I think he knows it's not going to hold together much longer. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops. drops of blood are falling.
And aloha. Welcome back to the last segment of the last show of 2012 here. We're going to go back to the phones for one final call. Charles in San Jose. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You're talking about the tactics that the enemy uses against us. Well, Samuel Stephen Weiss said that communism is the world's worst enemy. Why not use the term communist tactics instead of using any other group's tactics instead, since the communists are the worst criminals in history?
Well, hold it. I wouldn't go along with that basic premise here. I think fascism is equally criminal, and for that matter, so is capitalism. The problem is not the particular financial model that's in there. It is the failure of the ordinary people to hold their leaders, and especially their financial leaders, to account and to comply with the law. And so the reality is, you know, I think fascism is horrible, as it certainly is. It's implemented here in the United States of America. Communism failed utterly in the Soviet Union. These are not systems that can work over time. Like the private central banks, they make the people who start these systems insanely rich, and then the ordinary people are left to deal with the eventual and inevitable collapse.
Well, the thing is that communism is responsible for the murder of probably about 2 billion people in the last 100 or 150 years.
So every other system. I don't think we can single them out. Communism isn't a major threat in the world anymore. Fascism is.
Well, no, actually, the people in power, they follow the communist model to the T.
No, they don't. They absolutely do not, because under communism, okay, the rich would be taxed to take care of the poor. And under fascism, the poor are taxed to take care of the rich. Look at all these trillions of dollars of bailouts taken from the American people and given to the bankers to help them recover from their own mortgage-backed security fraud. We're not a communist system here. I don't care what they say. How they act is in the classic model of a fascist economic dictatorship. And so
I'm not talking about the classical definition of communism. I'm talking about the way it actually is put into practice, and it's cost the lives of probably 2 billion or more people in the last 150 years.
Look, I'm sorry. You know what's going on here? And we have seen this time and time again. The propagandists are trying to wave communism around because they still hope that we are still the world of 1950 and 1960 when we were brainwashed by the schools to wet ourselves when we heard the word communist. But it doesn't work anymore. Yes, there are communist countries.
Obama was raised by a communist parent or step-parent, though.
Well, his real biological father was a communist, but how much influence he had, we don't know. But let's forget about how, you know, he was raised and what he says, and let's look at the actual economic behavior here in the United States of America. It is fascist. It is not communist. And I don't want you waving communists around here, because then you're leading us off the real focus here. That's it for our show. Have a good New Year's. Please drive very, very carefully. Support Republic Broadcasting, and aloha, America.